Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Well, they have the internet on computers now.
To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. I'm very excited to have our good friend Tamar Jacoby with us. Tamar is, once again, not always, but sometimes, she joins us and she's not in the United States. She's somewhere else. And as she is today, she's in Berlin, Germany. And Tamar is our top immigration expert in the Brain Trust. She's the president of Immigration Works USA. And she's here to talk to us about this very important topic, especially considering the election year coming up. Tamar Jacoby, welcome back.
Great to be here, Jim. Thank you so much.
It's good to have you back, as always. And thank you for taking the time out of your holiday over there in Berlin. Tamar,
always nice to talk to you.
We've got an election coming up, as you probably heard, in 2012. You probably know about that. And one of the issues that hasn't come up a lot in the campaign with the GOP is immigration, is your field. But it has come up, and when it has come up, it has been a little controversial, as it almost always is. What do you think about what's been said about immigration?
Well, it's been so interesting. It's never good when immigration comes up in the campaign, right? I mean, of course we want to know what voters think, but immigration is one of those issues where the sound bites, build a wall, send them all home, mm-hmm. play really well, and the argument that we need these workers, both especially skilled workers, but also some very unskilled workers for the economy, that's hard to make in a campaign. You mm-hmm. know, it takes people say, oh, but we've got 9% unemployment. You know, they're close to 9% unemployment. They don't understand that for college-educated people, it's, you know, just about 4%, and we still need engineers, and they don't understand that Americans don't want to do farm work, even at 9 or 10% unemployment. So it's not good for the advancing the debate or solving the problem to have it come up
on
the campaign trail.
So if you're an enlightened person who looks at things, you know, philosophically and from a realistic standpoint, and like I think Newt Gingrich often does, and as he has done with immigration, what you're saying is you kind of get yourself into trouble, don't you?
Well, Newt's gotten himself into trouble, and before that, Perry got himself into trouble.
Right.
Because what's interesting is that they are both kind of reasonable about it. And let's put a few extra adjectives in there, right? Reasonable, pro-economy, pro-business.
Right.
The real argument for being more rational on immigration is about understanding our labor needs. So both Perry, I think mostly because Perry's from Texas, and Newt, because he does think about things in a kind of a bigger frame, have been kind of reasonable about it. And, you know, Romney, and I like Romney for a lot of other reasons, but Romney has seen this as the one issue where he could run to their right mm-hmm. and try to grab some Tea Party votes.
Mm-hmm.
So when first Perry and then Newt said, let's be a little more reasonable about this, they got into kind of a, you know, a little bit of a spin
well,
match.
And especially Perry did, being from Texas.
Romney.
That was I think it surprised people, being from Texas, what Perry said. What do you think?
Well, because the point is, in Texas, they know and have known for decades how integrated the Mexican and U.S. economies are.
Right.
The Latino labor force has been very, very important in Texas for decades,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
and Perry understands that. So although he's a, you know, goodness knows, a tough and very conservative man, he understands that immigration is good for America.
So what these two guys have learned, it sounds to me like, is that pragmatism doesn't necessarily make good politics.
Well, here's what's interesting. So Perry was the first one to raise it, right?
Right.
And Perry, as you remember, had that meteoric rise and then a pretty quick cooling off. And he happened to mention immigration right at kind of the peak.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people blamed the cooling off for his stance on immigration. And the word for a few weeks was, you know, immigration is the kiss of death. No Republican can ever talk about immigration.
Right.
Just what you said, pragmatism is poison, you know, don't go there. But then what was interesting, and this is really what I think the lesson of the whole story is, Newt raised, at the point he raised immigration, he was on the rise. And he went pretty far out on a limb on immigration, further than even Perry had gone. He said, you know, let's give some people who've been here 25 years, even if they've been here illegally, let's consider their case and decide whether they've been good citizens mm-hmm. and part of the community and mm-hmm. ought to stay. And what was miraculous is he touched that third rail and it didn't hurt him.
Mm-hmm.
And he not only survived, but he flourished.
Right.
Over the next week, he rose in the polls.
That is,
you know,
interesting.
Literally by the double digits.
That's interesting. And we're going to hold on. Tamar, hold on to that
yes,
thought.
Sir.
We're going to take a quick break, folks. I want Tamar to come back and talk about this some more because, folks, this is going to be a huge part of the 2012 campaign. Even once the Republican nominee is decided, it's still going to be a big part of this. Tamar Jacoby is in Berlin. She's joining us from across the pond. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.